this goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding David Eckelbarger, Eckelbarger, date of birth 9/7/1949. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mr. Eckelbarger, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which happened after his left nephrectomy October 30th of 2023. He had a left kidney oncocytoma, which is a tumor. Technically, it is malignant, but it does not metastasize, and it is non-invasive. It was completely encapsulated, and the whole kidney was removed in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. He's been doing very well. All labs have been stable, with the exception of a slightly high potassium level in his last labs, done 625 of 24. But he has been eating a lot of potassium-rich foods when questioned further about his diet. He does follow a strict low-salt diet. He has not been checking blood pressure at home, but will start to do so. How this was found, he was working up in the Upper Peninsula doing some construction work, and he fell off a roof. Actually, he was had a mild concussion, and he was out for at least a half hour while his friend went to get help and call for an ambulance. And when the ambulance arrived, everything checked out fine. He did have some fractured ribs, but they did find this large mass on the left kidney that enhanced. So he was sent back to primary care provider for referral to urology. And he was seen initially by a urologist in Lansing who could not do surgery immediately. And instead he went down to Ann Arbor and was able to see a urologist in Ann Arbor, and he was able to do surgery quickly. And the pathology found oncocytoma of the kidney, no kidney cancer, just the oncocytoma, considered a benign tumor. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no history of MI or irregular heart rates, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no significant pain in hips, knees, back, neck, shoulders. He does have a long history of sleep apnea and faithfully uses his CPAP device every night. And he has borderline elevation of glucose when his labs are checked. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and he has been following a strict low-salt diet, and he's wearing compression hose to treat them, the edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, using a CPAP faithfully, obesity, glucose elevation, fatty liver disease, and arthritis of the spine. Also, the left kidney osteocytoma. Past surgical history, he had the left nephrectomy, 10/30 of 23, and a left knee meniscal repair in 2015. He's had colonoscopy, hernia repair, left shoulder surgery, and scleral buckle in 2015. Social history, he's never smoked cigarettes. He rarely consumes alcohol and has not since his kidney was removed. He is married, lives with his wife. He is a retired farmer but still helps his sons who manage the farm now. So he's still actually working quite a bit on the farm, driving a tractor. Family history is significant for heart disease, prostate cancer, and leukemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Norvasc 10 milligram daily and metoprolol extended release 50 milligram twice a day. He's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 313 pounds, pulse is 58 and regular, respirations 20, blood pressure left arm sitting large adult cuff 150 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with a midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, he does have 2 plus edema, feet and ankles up to knees bilaterally. He does have support hose intact, but we can elicit the edema by pushing through the support hose. He does have 2 plus pedal pulses and brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 6/25 of 2024. Creatinine is 1.3, which is stable, estimated GFR 58, calcium 9.6, sodium 136, potassium 5.4, carbon dioxide 25, albumin is 4.6, liver enzymes are normal. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.3. And CT scan of the abdomen done 9/8 of 23 found the right kidney was normal in size and the left kidney enhancing lesion was found at that time. The last CBC is from 11/1 of 23. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count, and platelets were 125,000 at that time. Other creatinine levels for 17 of 24, creatinine 1.38, GFR 54. 12/29 of 23, creatinine 1.28, GFR 59. 11/29/23, creatinine 1.3, GFR 58. 11/20 of 23, creatinine 1.41, GFR is 52. And 11/13 of 23, creatinine 1.3, GFR is 58. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease following his left complete nephrectomy for the osteocytoma of the left kidney. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than goal. He will start checking blood pressure at home and report the readings to us in case further adjustments or blood pressure medications need to be added. The goal for blood pressure is 130 to 140 over 80 or less. 3, edema. That's most likely secondary to body size and obesity, possibly also a side effect of amlodipine at maximum dose. And 4, mild hyperkalemia, 5.4, the most recent level. The patient's going to follow a low-potassium diet, and he'll continue his low-sodium diet. He's going to increase his activity slowly in the form of walking to try to achieve weight loss and better blood sugar control. We're going to have him continue to have lab studies for us every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.